Are you a loved one or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health? Then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Donald McIlvenny. Now, not to be confused with the Donald McIlvenny who puts out a regular newsletter on gold and silver, this is Donald McIlvenny who has an Operation Barnabas, and he is on the front lines of the battle to certainly bring the word of the Lord to people all throughout the world. And Donald's just recently back from Honduras and Central America. And he's going to bring us up to date with what's going on down there. Good morning, Donald.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's a blessing to be back with you again.
Well, it's always good to have you here. Well, why don't you bring us up to date? You know, we hear a lot about this terrible government in Honduras that staged a coup and overthrow this democratically
elected
leader who actually is very, very close to Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro. And the amazing thing is, our government is controlling this man who is trying to actually violate the Constitution down there without the support of the courts, without the support of the legislature. He was simply going to declare himself a dictator, be able to run repeatedly for office, and do exactly what we have done in Venezuela, where the United States has we sent Jimmy Carter down there to validate a totally corrupt election that returned another Marxist dictator to power. Of course, we can't tell the American people that we brought Fidel Castro to power back in 1959. We've done everything we could to ensure that Hugo Chavez stayed in power all the time, you know, certainly campaigning against him and telling the common people here in America how terrible he is. And he is terrible. But he's backing the deposed dictator in Honduras. Will you tell us a story of what's really going on there, the information you will never get from the controlled media in the United States?
Well, Dr. Stan, it was a blessing to be down there for that 3 weeks. And the reason, just a little background, the reason that my wife, Mignon, and I went down was so that I could teach for 2 weeks at the Farthest Horizon School of Missions, which is a missionary training center that's been established to train Central Americans to do cross-cultural ministry overseas in Africa, Asia, and in some parts of the Muslim world. But this was the first class for the first group that was going through, and three of the students will be working in China, one in Thailand, and two are going to be planting a church in Peru. But what was interesting is that prior to our going down, we were getting emails from people and phone calls from friends, you know, who were saying, you know, are you sure it's safe? Are you sure it's safe? Because of how the media up here was talking about this bloody coup, the military takeover, there was a new dictatorship, and there was martial law, you know, all kinds of things going on. And especially a couple of days before we left, there came out this warning from the State Department discouraging any Americans from traveling there. But the whole time we were in communication with the missionaries, friends of ours that have been there for 33 years, and they said, well, there's no blood in the streets, there are no riots, there's some protests going on, but those are all minor, so come on down. And we went on down, and for our 3 weeks there, we only saw one situation where there was a protest, and it closed the main bridge between Puerto Cortez and the rest of the country, and it closed it for about 6 hours. But what was interesting is that when it came to the protesters, and, you know, Honduras, in their constitution, just like ours, you have a freedom of speech, you have a freedom of assembly, and you do have a right to protest and criticize your government. And so what the government had worked out with the protesters was, okay, you guys have the right to protest and right to assembly and free speech, so what we're going to do is we're going to let you go ahead and close the bridge for about 6 hours, and then you can get your pictures on CNN, and you can get your interviews and your FaceTime and all that sort of stuff. But then we're going to come back, and then you guys are going to disband. And so the national police and the military, you know, for weeks were just working out these protocols with the protesters, saying you do have these rights and privileges under the Constitution, but you really don't have the right to shut the country down. And so it was really interesting. And we were going to a church conference up on the north coast in Puerto Cortez. We were in San Pedro Sula, which is the second largest city in the country, and it's the industrial hub and the export hub for Honduras. And we were going up to Puerto Cortez, and on the way up, the bridge was closed. And so the sister that was driving the vehicle that we were in, there were six or seven of us in the car, and she was driving, and she got on her cell phone, and she found out from someone that she knew that there was another route. And so we went, truly, it was over the Burma Road, I tell you. We went down this side road, went across country, across an old railroad bed, ended up down by the river, and found ourselves in the middle of hundreds of other vehicles that found a way to get around the protesters at the bridge. And there were guys standing in the river showing you where the shallowest parts were, so all these trucks and cars and stuff were fording the river. And women were around there washing their clothes, kids were playing in the river, guys were washing their cars. And it was just, everything was just like one big, wonderful little party there down by the riverside. But the government had worked out a deal. You know, if you want to protest, we'll let you do it for a few hours, and then it's back to normal.
We'll be back here in just a moment here in American Freedom Network.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facility. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
As parents, we're entrusted with a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This school year, promise yourself that you will get more involved with your child's school. Join the PTA, volunteer for special events, or even try to help with homework. Parents, show your children that school is cool and drugs are for fools. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving the Northeast Denver area with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or visit us online at rhctherapy.com or inquire by calling 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Donald McElveny, and he's telling us about what's going on in Honduras. Well, Donald, certainly we're told about how the terrible military has overthrown the democratically elected, you know, a president of Honduras, and he's been forced into exile, and of course he has the full support of Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez, but we're backing the democratically elected government there that has been deposed. What's the true story?
Well, it's really interesting because when you're in country and you get to talk to Hondurans, they begin to tell you what's going on there. Just a little bit of background. The Honduran Constitution says it limits the term of a president to one term in their lifetime. So that's 1 4-year term in their lifetime. And Zelaya was trying to have a referendum to where he could have the people vote, people in quotes, vote on changing the Constitution so that he could run for re-election, very much like Chavez did and some other people have done that we know in Latin America and other places. And so Zelaya wanted to do this this referendum, but the Supreme Court had pointed out to Zelaya that under the Articles of the Constitution, if a sitting president tries to alter the Constitution, that action automatically terminates his term of office. And so Zelaya ordered...
I mean, that's the law in Honduras.
That's the law. It's etched in stone in their Constitution. There's not only a term limit, but there is also an article in their Constitution that says if a president tries to alter the Constitution, that automatically terminates his presidency.
So that was, and so the vice president wouldn't end up with a dictator president like they have in Cuba or in... This happened over and over again, dictatorships in South America, and this was to prevent the imposition of a dictatorship, and the Supreme Court had told the president he couldn't violate the Constitution?
Oh, absolutely. You remember the little children's story, the little train that could? There is phrase floating around Latin America, the little country that did. And Honduras has stood up to the rest of the world, and they have stood and held fast to the terms of their Constitution.
But
and,
we're told that they violated the law here, that they deposed this democratically elected president.
Well, he was democratically elected, but when he tried to change the Constitution, he self-terminated his presidency. That's according to the Constitution. And then when Zelaya ordered the military to go ahead and do this referendum, even though he had been told by the Supreme Court that if he did it, he would cease being president, he said, I'm the president, you can't tell me what to do. And when he ordered the military to take these ballots and ballot boxes, which were manufactured and printed in Venezuela, by the way, and sent to Honduras for the election, the heads of the military branches, they all resigned en masse. And then when Zelaya said that he was going to use his own political people to do this referendum instead of using the military as by constitutional law, under the Honduran Constitution, the military is the one that oversees every election. They're neutral. They're neither left nor right. They're neutral. That's their role in the way that the Honduran government's structured. And so when Zelaya said he was going to use his own people to do this and the military resigned, that's when the Supreme Court stepped in and said, you've gone too far. You've terminated your own office. The Chief Justice of the Supreme Court reinstated all the military, senior military people to their positions, ordered them to arrest Zelaya and get him out of the country. And so Zelaya had terminated his own presidency, and then he was, if you will, exported for the sake of peace and tranquility in the nation. And what happened leading up to that?
I thought that actually the Supreme Court ordered him arrested and put in prison, and the military, instead of putting him in prison, let him leave the country.
Well, from what I heard when I was down there is that the Supreme Court had ordered him arrested and deported because they didn't want him to be in the country and be a rallying flashpoint for a very small minority of people who were on a militant revolutionary track. And something that we found out, they're doing tracking polls every day in Honduras. And depending on how the questions are worded, you know, do you want amnesty? Do you want Zelaya back? Do you want this? Do you want that? The polls range from 80, from we were there, the polls range from 82 to 96% against Zelaya, against amnesty, against him coming back, against any of the people that, left with him being given amnesty so that they can come back. For example, Zelaya's chief spokeswoman in Costa Rica is the former head of a Honduran electrical company. And they get a lot of their power there from hydroelectric power from two main rivers that are there that flow out of the mountains. And she personally looted the light and power company, energy company there. And when Zelaya was kicked out, she fled the country because she knew that she was going to get arrested for basically crimes against the state because she was a criminal. And so she's Zelaya's leading voice in Costa Rica crying out for amnesty because she wants to be able to come back to Honduras, but she doesn't want to come back to Honduras and get arrested and spend the rest of her life in jail. And because of the laws that Zelaya has broken, the Supreme Court has put Zelaya on notice. If you come back to Honduras, you will be arrested and you will be put on trial. They've done an audit of the finances since Zelaya left the country, and it's just a mess. They're finding out, you know, there's $8 million gone here, $40 million gone there. They're finding all this money that's disappeared, and they're trying to figure out where did all the money go. And another problem that they're finding in Honduras, you know, you're still hearing stories and reports about, you know, protests going here and people, you know, crying out. As the police have been very quietly arresting agitators, people who are actually crossing the line when it comes to trespass or doing things that are illegal, as they've been arresting them, they've been finding that the overwhelming majority of the people getting arrested at protests are not Hondurans. They're from Venezuela, they're from Nicaragua, they're from Guatemala, and I think they found a few people that they picked up that were from Cuba, but I'm not really sure.
Well, here's the thing. There is a communist movement throughout the world. It's well-financed out of Russia and the KGB, which, of course, is well-financed from Washington, D.C., the best enemy money could buy. And then, you know, they send their agents into countries to destabilize them. And who do we back? Why, we back the communists, of course. But
well, you know,
we can't let the American people know that, because this is supposed to be, we're in favor of democracy.
Well, Dr. Stan, you mentioned the C word, and so I need to just tell you briefly about three extensive conversations I had with three different Honduran nationals. One of them, her family immigrated from Lebanon because they were Lebanese Christians persecuted by the Turks. They immigrated to Honduras after World War One, and her family is in the rice business in Honduras. Had an extensive conversation with her. And she was just puzzled. Why in the world is America turning against Honduras, their longest-running friend in Latin America? Why are they turning their back on Honduras and supporting Zelaya? She couldn't
understand. Same reason we brought Fidel Castro to power in Cuba, but we can't let the people understand that the major force behind the world revolution is not coming out of Moscow, it's coming out of New York City.
Yes, well,
go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, this is what I said. I said, but, you know, sister Jackie, what you have to understand, she couldn't understand why Obama was doing what he was doing. I said, you have to understand that Obama's a communist.
True.
And when I mentioned the C word, her eyes got big and this peace came over her and she said, that all makes sense now. I had that same conversation with two other Hondurans. One fellow, his family owns a lot of the coffee trade in a lot of coffee in Honduras, a lot of plantations and stuff. And when I was having a talk with him, he was another Honduran, and well-educated Honduran, wondering, why is America turning on us? And I said, well, you have to understand that Barack Obama's a communist. The same thing happened to him. And in a third conversation with a very well-educated Honduran brother, and when he was just struggling, what's going on? What's going on with America? And I said, well, if you understand that Barack Obama's a communist, then all this stuff will fall into place. And once they understood where Obama was coming from, not necessarily where the American people are coming from, but where Barack Obama's coming from. Barack Obama was communist trained, communist disciple. He's a communist to the core. And I think one of the worst nightmares for the whole world is a Muslim communist. But it was interesting to be in Honduras while this is going on, and how the Honduran people are backing their constitution, they're following the law, they handled this according to their constitution, according to the law, and the military played the role in this that they were supposed to. There was no coup. The man broke the law. He was arrested. He was deported from the country. When the vice president, who was of Zelaya's party, saw what Zelaya was going to do, he resigned because he wants to run for president someday. If he would have been in office as vice president when Zelaya left, then he would have only been able to be president for 5 or 6 months in his lifetime, because the Honduran constitution says you can only be president for once in your lifetime. And if that's for 6 months or for the full 4 years. Now, Micheletti, who is also from Zelaya's party, and 92% or 94% of the legislatures in Honduras from Zelaya's party all voted to have him thrown out of office according to the law of the Constitution. And so Zelaya's own party turned totally against him. And Micheletti, who is a very respected man, not everybody likes his politics, you know, he's a little bit more liberal than some of us would like, but he's an honest and fair man. And so Micheletti was the Speaker of the House, if you will. He was the Nancy Pelosi down there, but he was the Speaker of the House. And when the Vice President resigned, then it fell to the next in line, which Micheletti. And Micheletti said, I'm an old man. He says, I'll step in and I'll be caretaker president for 5 or 6 months. And so Micheletti's in there. He's running the country, helping to get things straightened out. He's made some very wise appointments, and he's got an audit going on, a financial audit, a fiscal audit, and they're, you know, really going over the what's been going on the last 3.5 years under Zelaya, and the Constitution there is working, and Micheletti doesn't want to be president. He said, I want to go back to my old job back in the House, their legislature, and so he's caretaker until November when there's another election, and in January there's a new president, and all this goes away.
Well, of course, this is not the impression we get reading the controlled media here in America.
I know it. I know it. Up here, people were calling us before we left and said, oh, are you sure it's safe? Or, you know, do you really want to go? You know, we've got 4 sons and 11 grandchildren, you know, and they're concerned whenever Grandma and Grandpa start heading overseas because they know some of the countries we've been in. And so they were nervous. And our missionary friends down there said, come on down. And we were there for 3 weeks. And the only hiccup there was that one protest at the bridge, and we never saw or heard another thing, but we watched the polls every night with our missionary friends, and on the polls are running 82 to 96% against Zelaya, no matter how you word the question.
Well,
no
I
amnesty,
think the
no
American
restoration.
People.
If you come back, you get arrested, you will go to jail.
Well, certainly this is not the impression we're getting with the United States. The United States wants to bring all of these communist dictators to power because our major thrust is to have this one world government. And certainly every communist supports world government. This is why we have brought Marxists to power in countries throughout the world. But we can't let the common people understand that the globalists who really control Barack Obama have an agenda. They see nothing wrong with communism. They love communism because it keeps the people in order, and we can always call it democracy. Democracy.
This is what we know about communism. We know that when Chairman Mao took over, there was less than 1 million Christians. And after Chairman Mao died, and looking at China today, there's from the conservative estimates I've seen, there's 100 million born-again Christians in China today. The communists vowed to wipe out Christianity. The pressure of persecution caused the church to take off like a rocket. We saw the same thing in Russia when Lenin and those people said religions like Marx, the religion is the opiate of the people. They tried to take their opium away, and the only thing that happened was the church grew. And the same, there's a great opportunity here in Honduras right now. I know I've been to Cuba twice, and I know that in Cuba, there's about 10 or 11%, maybe 12% of the population of Cuba are what we would call Bible-believing Christians today. Because when Castro came in, he went after each different denomination, went after the Catholics, he went after the Baptists, went after the Presbyterians, Methodists, and then he went after the Seventh-day Adventists. Castro went on his rampage to get rid of the church. And the only thing that happened is that that guy is staring in the grave, and the church has bloomed under his oppression. You
have
cannot
you been to Cuba?
In your, pardon me?
Have you been to Cuba?
Oh, I've been to Cuba twice.
What's happening down there?
You know, it was wonderful. Oh, Dr. Stan, it was absolutely wonderful. The church in Cuba, all they want to do is find out from the government, what are the rules? We will work within your rules. And so one of the rules in Cuba, you can't meet in a place but once a week. They say, okay.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Paid Your Wagon reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message was sponsored by Paint Your Wagon, totally dedicated to the care and enrichment of our area seniors. For more information regarding programs and admissions, call 823-5390. That's 823-5390. That's Paint Your Wagon in Lyons, where they're always working for our seniors. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Donald McElvenny. And before we go on, Donald, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get to your website, how they could get in touch with your ministry?
Oh, yes. The ministry that my wife and I work with is called Mission Barnabas, and our work for the last 25 years has been to encourage missionaries who are serving on the field overseas to spend time with them and let the Holy Spirit use us to help minister in their lives. And then while we're back in America, I do itinerant preaching, encouraging the church to remember that the harvest is ripe and there's a labor shortage, and we do have this obligation to take the gospel treasure that we have and give it to the lost, to the non-believer. And so our ministry is Mission Barnabas. Our website is missionbarnabas.org. And if I also want to mention this, if somebody wants to send some support to help the Farthest Horizons School of Missions in Honduras, if they would like to send a donation to help with that, then they could go to our website, get our address, send it to Mission Barnabas, put Honduras or Farthest Horizons on the memo line, and 100% of that money will get to the mission school down there. And these are Hondurans that are training Central Americans, Latinos, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. So when Jesus said go into all the world, he just didn't say it to the American church. He said it to every believer everywhere. So that's who we are. But, you know, mentioned Cuba. I've been to Cuba twice, once by sea and once by land. And on the sea trip, my wife and I, how many years ago, hon? 92 or so? It was 1998. My wife and I took a sailboat with a friend of ours and went down off the coast of Cuba and dropped 2,200 pounds of Bible literature off the coast and covered about 35 to 50 miles of beach with these heat-sealed plastic gospel tracts and Sunday school materials and Bible training materials and stuff. And then about 5 years later, we were able to fly in from Mexico. And we spent 8 days in there. We traveled from Havana all the way to eastern Cuba down in Holguin. and we visited churches all along the way, and that there is a joy in Cuba in the church. There's an energy, there's a peace. They know what the rules are, they know how the government's trying to control their lives, and they're just trusting the Lord to give them a peaceful opportunity to be able to not only survive personally, but to be able to minister to the lost around them. You know, I know we got to spend an afternoon at a pastor's house. And this pastor, in order to take care of his family, he goes fishing every day. He goes down to the beach. And he has some flippers, a little inner tube, and he goes out there and hand lines. And he, through the interpreter, he was explaining to us that, you know, he usually catches 2, 3, 4 fish a day right out there in the Gulf Stream. And but under the rules, the way that the Cuban government has things structured, he can catch all the fish that he wants to feed his family, but he can't give those fish to somebody else or trade them. And so the way that they've structured the laws in Cuba, as in every communist country, is that everybody becomes a criminal. And there's no way that you can go through your daily life in Cuba and actually have enough to eat for a month and be able to survive without breaking the law in some way or another. And so this pastor knows that, you know, if he's got 4 fish, he only needs 1 to feed his family that day, then he'll trade fish for vegetables or for bread or something, you know, to someone else so that they get the fish, he gets the other things that he needs. But he knows that at any moment, someone could snitch on him and the government could come and they could arrest him and he could go to jail. Well, he's already at peace with the Lord about that if he goes to jail and he starts a prison ministry. So they know that they're living in a communist state, they're living in under an oppressive government, but they know that their true freedom is in Christ. Their freedom is not dependent on the government. Their freedom is dependent on their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's why there's so much peace, joy, and energy inside the church in Cuba. And the Cuban government says, well, you know, we'll let you hold a meeting at your house, but you can't hold 2 meetings in the same place in 1 week. So they'll meet at Jose's house for church on Sunday morning. Then they'll meet down at Maria's house for a Sunday night singing meeting. And then they'll meet at somebody else's house in the neighborhood for a prayer meeting during the week. And then they'll have a children's meeting at another place in the same neighborhood during the week. So they're not meeting in the same place. That's against the law. But they're meeting in 4 different places in the same neighborhood, and they're accomplishing the same thing. And so the government knows that they just can't get a handle on this. They just can't get control of it, because every time they arrest somebody and every time somebody goes to jail, there's a few more people that step up and fill the gap. It's like it was, you know, I remember reading about the early days of Hudson Taylor's ministry in China, when Hudson Taylor, the word would come back from different parts of the world about missionaries dying on the field. And there would be meetings, rallies that were being held for prayer support and financial support for missions. And every time the word came back that a missionary died, a few more people would stand up and say, here I am, I'll go. And it's the same way in these governments where the church is oppressed. You know, I spent 8 days in Iran a few years ago, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful to meet the believers, the remnant church inside of Persia today. In spite of the Ayatollah, in spite of the oppression of Islam, there are Muslims in Iran today who are coming to faith in Jesus Christ because they know what the oppression of the devil is. And when someone comes and presents them the gospel, that if they receive the Lord Jesus Christ, if they believe on his name, then they can have peace with God and be reconciled to him through the blood of his son. It resonates with them because they're human beings and they know the devil's program for their life, that they will live a miserable life and they will surely die. This way they can live a life under the oppression of the devil, but they will die and have eternal life with Jesus Christ. So it's exciting. You know, Honduras is in this incredible spotlight for the world, and the prayer that we need to pray is that the Honduran people will just stand firm and be faithful to that which is true. And they're just setting an example for the rest of Latin America. The shockwave that's going through Latin America, and the reason the OAS is just up in arms, and Arias and those people are all going bonkers, because Arias is a globalist. You know, he's looking for a one-world government, one-world religion. He's right up there with Tony Blair and the Clintons and all the rest of those people. Those people are all dead in their sins and trespasses, and they may end up with their one-world government, but they're going to die in it. and we may end up, and we will be, end up being oppressed by a one-world government, but we still have eternal life in Jesus Christ. But what the shockwave that's going through Latin America is this. Honduras said no to the world.
And no to
the
United States.
Our constitution, our country, we will do it our way. And they, the Hondurans, are standing up to every nation in Latin America. And there's only one country in Latin America that doesn't have an aspiring dictator running it right now. And the Hondurans, by what they have done, has sent shockwaves to Guatemala, Nicaragua, where Daniel Ortega, the Sandinista, just got elected president. Daniel Ortega, the Sandinista, remember him from 20 years ago?
Sure, yeah.
Daniel Ortega just gets elected president because he ran as a moderate. And so now that Daniel Ortega's in charge in Nicaragua, Daniel Ortega is putting out the feelers to have a constitutional convention to change the Nicaraguan constitution. Same thing happened in Guatemala. When Zelaya was kicked out of the country, the president of Guatemala, who also has dreams of changing the Guatemalan constitution so that he can become dictator for life, he said, well, we're going to go ahead and close the border out of solidarity with the people of Honduras. Well, 94% of the people of Honduras didn't want solidarity. They just wanted to have their daily bread. And so it took about 2 or 3 days for the Guatemalan people to wake up and realize that they were losing millions of dollars a day in trade because the key port on the whole north coast of Central America is Puerto Cortez. It is a container port. It is well developed. That all the trade that flows out of Guatemala going to Europe or to the United States has to come overland from Guatemala to Puerto Cortez in Honduras to be exported. And the Guatemalan people realized they were losing millions of dollars a day, not only in exports, but also in the imported goods that they need for their economy and for their culture. And the same thing happened down in Nicaragua. Daniel Ortega said he was going to close the border out of solidarity with the people of Honduras, and it didn't take but about 5 or 6 days, and the Nicaraguan people began to realize, wait a minute, we're getting the shaft in this thing. We don't want solidarity with the people of Honduras. We want our daily bread.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment with Donald McElveny right here. That's the American News Network.
Yeah. Oh,
your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for our final segment of our program with Donald McElveny, bringing us up to date with what's going on in Central America. Are the people in Central America and certainly turning to the Lord? Are they Is there a vibrant Protestant movement there? What about the Catholic Church? What is happening as far as the people's relationship to the Lord?
Well, you know, the Catholic Church has been the institutional church since the conquistadors came over and the Spanish colonialized that whole region. And the Bishop of Honduras has a lot of influence, has a lot of power, and from a political perspective, the church, the Catholic Church in Honduras is absolutely behind the Constitution and is absolutely behind the deposing of Zelaya being removed from office because Zelaya broke the law. And so the Catholic Church there is standing up for it. There is a very vibrant, thriving evangelical church throughout Latin America. You know, when I was in seminary, in one of the courses I took in missions, one of the numbers I heard from about 6 or 8 or 10 years ago was that there are as many as 400 million what we would consider born-again believers or evangelical believers in Latin America today. That's including all of the Latin American countries, you know, Brazil and all the Spanish-speaking ones. So there's just a thriving church there. And what's important for us, how we should be praying, is that I know that it is, you know, when you're dealing with globalism and you're dealing with the people that control these institutions, the only way we can influence their life is through prayer. Our God, our Father, is the one who has the ultimate authority, and He's the one that's going to deal with the destinies of these people and who they are. So I'm not going to be able to have any real influence on Zbigniew Brzezinski or anybody like that unless I'm just praying for them. And if I'm praying for them in any other way than that they get saved, then I'm really wasting my time, because the only way that anyone's life can change is just to become the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ according to the Scriptures. You know, Jesus he came, he was born, he lived, he was crucified, he was raised from the dead, all according to the Scriptures. And the Scriptures are what we have. And we have to encourage our brothers and sisters everywhere to read the Word and then to obey the Word. And when it comes to dealing with the ramifications in these different political things, especially here in America, you know, I argued during the whole Clinton administration when people would say, well, aren't you supposed to pray for those in authority over you? I said, absolutely right. I said, I pray that Bill and Hillary get saved. And I told them, I said, if you're praying for anything other than that for those people, then you're wasting your time. Because if all you want is for them to either pass a law or do something that's going to be a benefit or a relief to you, and you neglect the burden for their salvation, and I think you're really missing the whole reason that Jesus came. Jesus didn't come to save countries. Jesus came to save sinners. Countries don't sin. Countries are ruled by sinners. They're run by sinners. You know, Zelaya's a sinner who needs to get saved. Obama's a sinner that needs to get saved. Rahm Emanuel, as evil as he is as a human being, Rahm Emanuel needs to get saved. Who is going to lay on their face before the Lord and cry out that guy can be on the Damascus Road, you know, looking for Stan Monteith to kill him, and then have the Holy Spirit intrude into his life, and Jesus just grab that man by the neck, you know, and shake him in the repentance. You know, because what we're dealing with here is a spiritual battle. What's happening in Honduras is part of a global spiritual battle. The devil is doing everything he can to seize control of governments and economies so that he can kill men, women, and children before they have a chance to hear the gospel. What's going on here in America with this whole medical fiasco, you know, the Clintons tried to get control of medicine. You know, Ted Kennedy, you know, he went to the lake of fire the other day, but, you know, his goal in life was to put everybody in this slavery, this bondage to this national medical care. Well, Dr. Stan, you're a physician, you're an orthopedic surgeon, you know, that's what the Lord gifted you, He equipped you, and He used you to do this incredible, incredible mercy work, relieving people from their pain and helping people in their physical body. But ultimately, Jesus is the great physician, you know, and I've been in Ethiopia, I've been in northern Nigeria, I've been in Sudan, and they've got nowhere to go. There is no safety net. And so who do they have to turn to? If we can get them to come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, then they have access to the only physician that matters. They have 100% medical care in Jesus Christ because Jesus said He would take care of them. And even though I get sick and even though I'm going to eventually die of something, everybody dies. You know, everybody dies of heart failure because whether it's your kidneys that cause your heart to fail or your liver that causes your heart to fail or a car accident that causes your heart to fail, everybody dies of heart failure. But the thing is, what happens after you die? Do you see the Lord? Is he high and lifted up? And is he saying, welcome home, you know, thou good and faithful servant? Or do you see Jesus as judge when you die? And I think that is what the real issue is here, the real fundamental issue. And in Honduras, you know, I was able to preach on three different weekends down there, just encouraging the church to take a look around. You're surrounded by sinners, and they're all going to go to hell if they don't get saved. And if you want to have an impact on Honduras, then lead people to Christ, because then their lives can change, and then they can begin to live a different life within the culture. It doesn't mean you're going to be able to stop Bible prophecy from being fulfilled. You know, America's going down the drain, just like Europe, just like every other country, because the Bible says so. The Bible says that in the end, every nation assembles against Jesus at Jerusalem to make war against him. And it doesn't say every nation but America, or every nation but Brazil, or every nation but Australia. It says in every nation gathered there. But now what can I do between now and then? The best I can do is be a faithful witness for the Lord and help people get saved. And if they get saved, their lives change and they can have an impact on their neighbor's life, but they can't stop Bible prophecy from being fulfilled. I can resist the enemy. I can slow down this medical stuff. I can slow down the Obama agenda, just like we were able to slow down the Clinton agenda and buy some more time. And buy some more time so that we can have more time to preach the gospel so more people can get saved. Because, Dr. Stan, the only thing that matters is where is somebody going to spend the rest of their life?
Amen.
And I know that,
that
if I got cancer... And if the Lord graced me with cancer, then I have to take advantage of the opportunity to go for my treatment or go to the doctor and be able to be a man filled with faith and that blessed assurance that I'm going to be in the kingdom of God, where I can sit in the doctor's office and surrounded by people who are hopelessly dying with their affliction, I could witness to them and say, I'm dying too. But when I die, I get to see the Lord. What about you? And so that's the opportunity that we have here in America right now with this chaos that's going on, and in Central America with all that's going on with the communists. They have the opportunity to witness for the Lord.
God bless you, Donald. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord. Bye-bye.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Our friends at the Wild Bird Center take this special time to remind listeners that our children and young adults are our future, and that's why we need to educate them on the dangers of drug abuse. So take a moment to let them know you care. Talk to your children about drug abuse. Someday they'll be glad you did. That's from Candace Stewart and staff at the Wild Bird Center, where they're always working to make our area a safer place for our youth, for the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation. Call today, 303-758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. 303-758-7575. And mention you heard this community announcement. They all wish you a happy and safe summer.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed our interview with Donald McElvenny this morning. He's a wonderful person, dedicated to the Lord, and my wife and I support his ministry. we think he's doing the sort of job we wish we could do, but we've been called to be on the radio and hopefully use what's going on today. So you can begin to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle that's being fought. Now, of course, we've pointed out in the past that it was the United States government, that really the Council on Foreign Relations, that was our invisible government until the Trilateral Commission takeover, that brought Fidel Castro to power, that brought Daniel Ortega to power in Nicaragua 20 years ago. And, of course, it was the CIA which destabilized Nicaragua and, of course, forced General Somoza to flee, and then certainly coordinated his death. He was killed shortly thereafter. But this is standard fare for the way things really work. If you read David Rockefeller's memoirs, why, he will tell you his daughters are very close to Fidel Castro. Fidel even came up to visit the boss. You need to get certainly memoirs by David Rockefeller. It's available from Radio Liberty. You need to get our DVD on the Trilateral Commission, Pat Wood's excellent talk, going into how they created the whole financial collapse, how they really control our government. Of course, if you get my talk on the financial Armageddon, more up-to-date, you'll find out that Obama, President Obama, is simply a tool of these powerful people. They control the Obama administration. We look at Obama. He is a communist, comes from a communist background, and they have brought a communist to power. But behind that are powerful spiritual forces. And if you watch my talk on the financial Armageddon and get our syllabus, you'll have the documentation you need to understand what is really going on. Now, of course, we hope then, if you want to get into the spiritual aspect of it, you will get the DVDs, the 10 DVD set, The Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone. You can get part one with five DVDs or part two with five DVDs, or get them both together. And you do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that you'll get those DVDs. We also have a 10 DVD set on creation. Pastor Crone does a great deal on that. Good deal. Certainly an excellent explanation. We have a 4 DVD set on RFID identification, where Pastor Crone actually takes the movies actually produced by the people who make the RFID indicators that will be in your driver's identification, already in your passport. They know exactly what they're doing. They're preparing for a cashless society, and everyone in the world will be identified. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, of course, is radioliberty.com. We hope you get the information. We hope that you, if you're in a position to support Radio Liberty, you will, because we're having real financial problems, as I suspect most ministries are, as more and more people lose their jobs. But if you can help us, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or subscribe to our newsletter, or get our products. Don't forget about the all-day conference on the 25th of October. That's Sunday, the 25th of October, here in the North Shore of Monterey Bay. And we'll have Dr. Catherine Albeck. We'll have William Gill, and we're bringing in Ashley Moe, a member of the European Parliament, and Tom Horn will be here. A great lineup of speakers. Everything's in place. Give us a call if you can make it. It'd be well worthwhile your time. Beautiful place that time of year. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the current.